This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Peace be upon you in the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this fourth day of Rabi al-Thani 1441 corresponding to Sunday the 1st of December 2019 to the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have another opportunity to increase our knowledge during this Q&A program which is brought to you exclusively by the Capital Group of Companies solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala A very warm welcome to the esteemed listeners of the various provinces, be it locally, be it nationally and internationally. It's a live broadcast from Radio Al Ansar from our studios in Durban, Overport, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. Joining us once again is a very well-known scholar from South Africa, the very well-known Mufti, and that is Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sahib, Hafizahullah, joining us all the way from Cape Town for this afternoon's Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Wadi, barakallahu feekum, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, our very first question that we begin with has come in wanting to know, is it correct to say Rabi'ul Thani or Rabi'ul Akhir?
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah. The sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding our Islamic calendar, we should know that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about it and discusses it in chapter 9, surah 9, surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Verily, the number of months in the Islamic lunar calendar were ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, the day Almighty Allah created this universe. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah chapter 9 verse 36. Rabi in Arabic means spring. Rabi'ul Awwal, the beginning of spring. Rabi'ul Akhir, the ending of spring. Rabi'ul Awwal, the first spring. Rabi'ul Thani, the second spring. So if you look at it, the meanings are very, very similar. So you can say Rabi'ul Awwal and then Rabi'ul Akhir or Rabi'ul Thani. While we are on this topic, Hafiz Wadi, to you, the international, national listeners throughout the world, we can say, nevertheless, you need to compare and juxtapose the two. When you look at the Gregorian calendar, they tell us today is the 1st of December. So let us analyze and go into philology and history of the months. September, Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8 in Latin, November means 9, and December means 10. So this is their whole calendar, the new year started on the 1st of March. So how come they are telling us one, that is December, the 12th month? But the meaning of December is 10. So it shows there are huge inconsistencies in the Gregorian calendar, even with the naming of the months. So therefore, O person, always remember any issue you want to discuss, whether it is politics, whether it is economics, whether it is sociology, anything, juxtapose Islam with any man-made system and you will see Islam is always the best and we should share it with the rest.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Our next question, what should one recite for a sick person who is going for a major operation to amputate his toe? Also, all the organs are also failing, Mufti Sahib.
May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant this brother, sister, complete shifa and cure. you, the person whose organs are failing, they're going to amputate your toe or your leg. One of our students here, the ulama, Mona Ismail Ali, he came to meet me and they amputated his whole leg from the knee downwards. Allah Jalla Wala grant them all shifa. So you, my brother, sister, what you should be reading is Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 83, in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara. A Nabi of Almighty Allah was so ill and sick. Almighty Allah informs us in the noble Quran regarding the Anbiya and messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. Allah Jalla Wala selected them, gave them guidance. You must follow in their footsteps. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, you the people who are not familiar with the Islamic terminology, that's his job. Peace be upon him. Ayyub, we call him in Islam, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. He cries, he begs, he beseeches Almighty Allah. Anni matsani yadurru. O Almighty Allah, a calamity, disaster, catastrophe has struck me. Wa anta arhamu rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So you, the person who's ill and sick, you should read that abundantly and profusely. You, the family, should be reading Surah 21, verse 87, because remember, the anxiety, worry is throughout the family, the spouse and the parents, the children, siblings. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'u marudakum bi sadaqa. For those of you who are ill, your family members, friends, or whoever, you give one type of medication, and that is charity. Take out $1, $5, 50 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, 2 rand. Give it to any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim. The hadith in the Abu Dawood Marasil. So you, the person who's sick, 21, Surah chapter 21, verse 83. You, the family, read Surah 21, verse 87, both in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara. And all of you give out charity. May Almighty Allah give shifa. You, the family and person, read upon yourself Surah Fatiha 7 times, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and blow upon yourself. Allah Jalla Wala is the Shafi. He gives cure alone. La Shafi illa Anta. Oh Allah Jalla Wala, you are the real Shafi, the doctor, the physician, not just the superficial means.
Mufti Saab, what du'as can one make for someone who is getting married today? Actually, du'as for the groom.
MashaAllah, in our family we had my brother Ahmad Rashid. He passed away in 2013. And his grandson, MashaAllah, the nikah was performed around 11 o'clock this morning. And now to him and all the brothers and sisters who got married today or yesterday, we say to you, Barakallahu lak. وبارك الله عليك وجمع بينكما في الخير بارك الله لك. Allah grant you barakah and blessing from all directions, and Almighty Allah keep you and your spouse. So in our case, Maulana Mahmood Sidat and his wife Habiba, Allah Jalla Wala keep you. جمع بينكما في الخير. At all times, summer, winter, all seasons, all moons, Allah Jalla Wala keep you in khair and goodness. The hadith authentic in Abu Dawood. So when you meet that brother or my brother, then tell him Barakallahu lak wa Barakallahu alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. You, my sister, when you meet the bride, then the same words you will recite as well, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is the wisdom, what is the hikmat of two women and one man as the witness as to two men without women?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned all this in the noble Quran. Whatever we want to know, we will find the rationale and the wisdom in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah speaks about this in the longest verse in the noble Quran, and that is chapter 2, verse number 282. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 282. So now when you are making a transaction, you know, nowadays we go and we go to the attorneys, we go to the advocates, because the deal is worth millions, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million. So all parties want to be sure that their money and investment is safe. So now the lawyer and attorney will make all the clauses and stipulate it. So Almighty Allah states in Surah 2, Chapter 2, verse number 282. And what does Almighty Allah say? وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِيدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, that you should select two witnesses from your men. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ, and if there are not two men, meaning you're on a journey or some isolated place, remote island, فَرَجُلٌ وَمْرَاتَانِ, and then you choose one male and two females. And why? Almighty Allah mentions the rationale and wisdom in front. أَنْتَ ذِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى, in case one of the ladies forgets, then the other lady will remind her. So remember that this has nothing to do with chauvinism and all that, as the West wants to portray Islam and distort the message of Islam. They want to say that Islam ill-treats women and therefore we have one man and two women. Almighty Allah has mentioned it. If I ask them one question to the West, anywhere in the world, how come when you play tennis, then for the men you have the best of five and for the women you have the best of three? So what is your answer for that? So you should be the last people to object on Islam and Muslims are ama tahkumun. So Almighty Allah is teaching us that the women, remember, their memory and so forth might fail them much more compared to the male. So therefore, this is why Islam said two women and one male, or two male, that will be the desirable and the best thing to do.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Saab. Online we have with us a very well-known scholar, known locally, nationally, as well as internationally, and that is Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafizahullah. It's a live broadcast of the Q&A program from the Al Ansar Foundation, Radio Al Ansar, right here in Overport. Mufti Saab, if a father had converted to Christianity, can the daughter still talk to him and keep ties with him?
Allah forbid, when a person is born a Muslim or a person embraces Islam, thereafter, subsequently, he or she, that person, in this instance, it is a male, so the father, he became a murtad and he denounced Islam and became an apostate. So the Islamic law in that case is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, a person who changes his religion from Islam to any other ism, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, atheism, faqtulu, capital punishment is applicable. And on that issue there is ijma and consensus according to all four schools. This person's name was Ahmad Muhammad. Now he became Tom, Dick and Harry. So remember, we will offer him Islam once more. Try and remove all his objections and reservations. But he insists and persists, then in a true Islamic society and country, then there will be the death penalty. However, in our countries, obviously we cannot do that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us what to do. Chapter 2, Surah 2, verse 286. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa husaha. No person has been burdened by Almighty Allah more than his ability, capability, capacity. So al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. So we love for Almighty Allah's sake and we hate for Almighty Allah's sake. Yes, that person was, is your father, biological father. But now he committed a crime worse than treason. He left Islam and now he chose another faith, another religion. So you, the children, the family must excommunicate him, boycott him totally. We have nothing to do with you. As Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, innahu laysa min ahlik, he is not part of your family now, O Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. So this father was part of your family when he was a Muslim. But now he's no more a Muslim, hence he's no more part of your family. If you want to see the incident of Prophet Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, chapter number 11 and verse number 46, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned it. So therefore, it's incumbent, mandatory, compulsory upon you. You must boycott him and totally excommunicate him. Have nothing to do with him.
Mufti Saab, what is the rule of making salam to a person reading Qur'an Kareem?
When a person is engaged in salat, he's reading namaz, a person is, you know, eating, a person is engaged in tilawat of Qur'an and reciting the Qur'an, he's communicating, speaking to Almighty Allah, communication with Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And obviously when you enter, you saw that person, then best is you should not make salam to that person there. And if you made salam and you greeted him, assalamu alaikum, there's no sin upon you, although better was not to make salam. Now that person who's eating, drinking, that person reading salat, that person in namaz, or that person reciting the noble Quran, is not compulsory upon him or her for that matter to respond and reply to your salam, because they are engaged in other activities that are permissible, desirable, and meritorious. So that is the masla and the ruling in that instance. In Islam, to make salam initially, excellent. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Al-Badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibar. The person who makes salam first, he is free from pride. So therefore, it is excellent, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Awala dullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum, afshu salama baynakum. Oh Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Sahaba, my beloved students and companions, may I not show you that action? If you implement it, it will bring about and it will create love, compassion in your hearts for one another. Why not show us, oh Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afshu salama baynakum, give salam, greeting, assalamu alaykum, currency among yourselves, make it common. Oh, husband, make salam to your wife and vice versa, parents to children, brothers to sisters. Your house will become a home and your home will become Dar as Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility and serenity, alhamdulillah, like I'm sitting now in Cape Town. Wonderful, breathtaking view here, mashallah, excellent.
JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, the next question comes from a sister who is very, very stressed. She says, what does one read in order to conceive? And she says, my situation in my home is very bad, where, as I am being accused of consuming pills to prevent me from falling pregnant. Mufti Saab?
Yeah, there are three issues. Number one, our mothers or our sisters, our daughters don't have a button, you know, on-off button. The day they start feeling they want to conceive, they just press the on button. And the day they feel they don't want to conceive, they switch off the button. All this is in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Anything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us go to Quran Sharif and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah chapter 42, we're speaking about the children. Now you are married 3 years, 5 years, 9, 12, 13, 15 years, nothing happening. Your mother-in-law is blowing at her top there and saying that, yes, you are deliberately taking contraceptives, you are doing this. All this without evidence is a major, major sin and a crime on behalf of the mother-in-law or sister-in-law or whoever else who is making these wild accusations and allegations. Chapter number 42, Surah to Surah, verses 49-50. Now let us read. Ya bulimay yashau inasa, wa ya bulimay yashau al-zukur, aw yuzawijuhum zukurana wa inasa. Allah gives a gift. I give you a present. You give me a present. We feel so happy and elated. Allah Jalla Wala blessed you with a daughter. You, the parents, elated. It's a gift Allah has given. Allah bless you with a flower, a handsome son. How happy, elated you are. Allah gave you sons and daughters. You're so excited. Now the family is complete. Husband, wife, now father, mother, son, daughter. and some people, وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. Almighty Allah keep some people barren. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, we just finished Bukhari Sharif between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock today. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He did not have any children and offspring. What will you say in that case there? So remember, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha had no children. Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, the sage of the age, had no children. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, Minister of Finance, had no children. So remember, we need to be big-hearted and magnanimous, and don't make your sister-in-law, your daughter-in-law feel guilty that she is the problem. Maybe your son is the problem. Maybe your brother is the problem. So remember, we just jump to conclusions, but we are Muslims. We never, ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Three lessons. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is old, and he cries, he begs, he beseeches Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O beloved Allah, grant me pious children and offspring. Allah Jalla wa Ala blesses him. Number one, word Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Thereafter, his mother, Ismail alayhi salam's mother, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Then Nabi Sayyida Sarah, she gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Now time for gratitude and shukr. He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Surah 14, verse 39. Alhamdulillah illazi وَهَبَ لِي عَلَى الْكِبَرِ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقِ إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. All praise is due to Allah. You gave me the gift. You gave me the hiba. You gave me the present, O Allah, despite my old age. You blessed me with Ismail alayhi salam. You blessed me with Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Verily, my Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, He always listens to the dua and supplication. Subhanallah. Surah 3, verse 38. Another Nabi, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, in his old age, opened Surah 19 and the starting of Surah 19, Maryam, Surah Maryam. He's speaking to Allah in his supplication and petition. Anni wahana al-azmu minni wa ashtala ar-ra'su shayba. Oh Allah, my bones have gone brittle and weak. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish and whitish. I beg you, Ya Allah, bless me with a child. Give me a son, Ya Rabbal Alameen. What dua does he read? Write down, O Ummah. Surah number 3, chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me from your side such awlad, offspring, children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u du'a. Verily, you are the one who listens to the du'a and accepts the du'a, Ya Allah. Second du'a he made, Surah 21, chapter 21, verse 89. Old age. Rabbi la tadarni farda. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. Ya Allah, grant me that son, not for my material wealth and assets and property. They must continue with my message and mission. Wa anta khairul warithin. You are the best one to grant heirs, Ya Allah. And the AA is the father, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Surah 21, chapter 21, verse 89. And the son, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Non-Muslims call him John the Baptist. So Allah blessed him with that in his old age. So don't worry of your mother-in-law and in-law and outlaw. You connect yourself to Allah. You and your husband wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, early part of the morning. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And suhoor time, sehri time, the pre-dawn time, you cry to Allah and make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When a person does that, Almighty Allah states, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Almighty Allah will send wonderful beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Almighty Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with pious, great children, the coolness of your eyes. وَيَجَلَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَلَّكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. All might Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise and the rivulets of Jannah, chapter 71, verses 9, 10, and 11. The glory, the beauty, the style of the noble Quran.
Mufti Saab, donations for a masjid or madrasa, is it supposed to be lillah only, or can one use any other funds?
Remember, it must be lillah only, and it must be halal funds. Today, people win money in the casino. People win money in some haram place, and then they say they want to build the toilets of the masjid or the ablution block, the huzoo khana. Remember, all that is rejected. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, anfiqu min tayyibat, spend that which is pure in the path of Almighty Allah. Wala tayammamul khabith, and don't make intention of that which is impure. Your haram money, your gambling money, your interest money, all your fraud money, all that is rejected. And remember, it's haram to use that type of money and funds for a masjid, madrasa, for your eating and consumption. That must be given to the poor and the needy. All Almighty Allah has addressed all these issues in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 267. So everywhere you will find beautiful answers. Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah tayyibun la yakhbalu illa tayyiba. Allah jalla wala is very, very pure, and Allah does not accept anything unless it is pure. So therefore, use your halal money, lawful money, and not tainted, polluted money. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, his honorable name, Muhammad bin Ismail. Imam Bukhari was born 13th of Shawwal, and in the year 194, his father's name, Ismail bin Ibrahim. When his father passed away, just before that, he told the people, Oh people, my entire estate, all, everything is halal and tayyiba. There's not one dirham, not one dinar that is mashkook and doubtful and contaminated. When we leave such wealth, then our children will become like Imam Bukhari also. Remember that today we involve in so many dubious haram fraud deals. So the children, we feed them with haram, and then they the ones who dump their parents in the old age home because you fed them with so much haram and fraud and so forth. And now we want to build the masjid also, Allah's house, with that absolutely haram it is.
Mufti Saab, next question. What must one do when they have consumed alcohol unintentionally? I'm not too sure, Mufti Saab, it was in medication or how this was.
Remember that when a person takes alcohol and it was intentionally, deliberately, then remember the person must be punished 80 lashes in public. In Islam, innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu ritsum min amali shaitan fajtanibu la'allakum tuflihun. Remember, there's gambling, there's alcohol. All these type of things are totally haram and unlawful. No wine and no swine in Islam. Surah chapter number 5, verse number 90. If you want to be successful, you must abstain totally from it. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, Al-khamru ummul khabais, al-khamru ummul fawahish. That is alcohol, and that's what they nowadays, they use euphemism. They say substance abuse. All these are just making people fools, you know. Call a spade a spade. You don't have to call it an equipment of agriculture and so forth. So remember that we call it wine and we call it swine, and both are shaitan. So both are Satanism. So there's no place for that. The people who indulge in this must be given 80 lashes in public. Now it is December. You will see the carnage on our roads. Write it down now. Before the schools open in 2020, 1,000 people will be dead in South Africa. And you will see why? Because of alcohol and because of speeding. So what good is that? So everything that is harmful to oneself and society, remember, Islam has said has no place in it. That is Islam, pure, promoted at all times, all places. Now you say that you took the alcohol unintentionally. What do you mean by that? Was it medication? Did somebody force it down your throat? What were the circumstances? We don't know. But we will take it on face value that you did not know. Then in a case like that, you read Surah 2, verse 286, and the last verse of the second chapter, the longest chapter in the Noble Quran, and that is Surah Baqarah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not take me to task and punish me for that which I did forgetfully. I totally forgot. Oh, أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh, we did unintentionally. We did inadvertently. So then Allah will not punish us, but it must be something that happened really by mistake. Not we are looking for loopholes and we are not looking for excuses. So this is what we should always be clear about.
JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us to the end of the first half an hour of the Q&A program, brought to you exclusively by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To our esteemed listeners locally, nationally and internationally, the Q&A program will continue shortly after the break. And for those that are audio streaming from throughout the country, throughout the world, remember the Q&A program is until 4 p.m. this afternoon, Monday night as well, from 8 to 10.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, that brings us now to the second half hour of the Q&A program, brought to you exclusively by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, our very next question says that my son and daughter have reached the age of marriage, alhamdulillah. Please share with us a dua or wazifa that we can read daily for good spouses for them.
MashaAllah, every person is worried about their children, especially their daughters. In Arabic, we have a saying, Hammul banat ilal mamat. Especially our daughters, we're concerned and worried about them till death. So all of you, my brothers, my sisters, you 18, 20, 25, 30 years old, you're not married. So remember, sometimes you can contact us. Maybe we know somebody who can, inshallah, fulfill your dreams. So you should be reading, start today, 2 rakat, nafil salat, voluntary prayer daily, and you call that salatul hajat, the prayer of need, and read surah 25, verse 74, the criteria, verse 74, and that is in the 19th Juz, 19th Supara, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh Allah, Jalla wala, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. We look at the wife and her beauties and hearts. My wife is listening here. And mashaAllah, you look at the husband and she never gets tired of looking at him. You look at the children and mashaAllah, that the children are the apple of your eye. All the children. Now you, the parents, grandparents, your son, daughter, grandchildren, no proposals, you getting worried, you want them to get married during your lifetime. So in that case there you read Surah chapter 25, verse 54. Surah chapter 25, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He all, Majd Allah, created this human being, this masterpiece from the semen and sperm. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا. He gave us a lineage. I am the son of Ismail and the son of Halima. That are my beloved parents' honorable names. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. And then وَنَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. And he gave us in-laws. So father-in-law Usman and mother-in-law Halima. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. So you, O father, mother, grandparents, read Surah 25, verse 74. For the children, they must read. And parents, Surah 25, verse 54. And in that way, inshallah, your son, daughter, grandchildren will receive good proposals. Never become despondent, disillusioned, in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala.
Mufti Sahib, our home is not a home anymore. There's not much communication. Little things seem to be irritating one another. People are not talking to each another in our home. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
When we ourselves, we violate the laws of Almighty Allah, day and night the TV is on. Day and night people are watching pornography and movies and so forth on their cell phone and mobile. Day and night we must sing our salat. Day and night is no tilawat of the Quran. Then remember, cause and effect must take place. Remember that amal and radde amal, action and reaction must take place. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Calamities that befall you are a result of your own deeds and your own actions. So when that house has become now a hellhole because there is civil war there, husband say one word, wife will say 10 words. There the children say 3 words, parents will say 20 words. So everybody is at one another's throat. So how are we going to change the status quo? Status quo, you have to change. Everybody start reading Salat 5 times a day. Everybody start reading Quran Sharif, 1 page, 2 pages, 4, 5 pages, 10 pages a day. Everyone must be reading Asma'ul Husna. Surah chapter 7 verse 180. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala commands us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala by those beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. Whosoever reads my beautiful names, my attributes, he will enter Jannah. You read it, you memorize it, you enter Jannah. So remember, read, O son, O daughter, O father, O mother, everybody. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Ya Allah, our house has become a hellhole. The civil war going on in your hands. In your control is our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Read with me now. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Oh, beloved Allah, bring about ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, love, compassion within our hearts. The misunderstanding, misinformation, disinformation. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih zata baynina. Ya Allah, bring about reconciliation within our hearts. Remove that misinformation, disinformation and propaganda, O beloved Allah. One more time. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Allahumma aslih zata baynina. Allah give tawfiq. You wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, up past 2, 3 o'clock, and then in sajda you read this dua. Let 30 days, 40 days pass. See, the house will become a place not of 1 month, 1 week honeymoon. It will be a long, long honeymoon. When husband, wife click, then it is jannat on this earth, meaning a sample, an example of paradise. And when husband, wife, and parents, children are all rebelling against one another, so that is azab, and that is a sample example of Jahannam and the hellfire on this earth. So change the status quo, do the actions I mentioned now. Allah give tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Saab, next question says, my baby was born on a Monday, and can I remove his hair tomorrow?
If your baby was born on a Monday, mashallah, before sunset, then the sunnah time and sunnah occasion to do everything is today, Sunday. So today you shave the hair, and boy or girl, and after you shave the hair, take saffron, zafran, mix it with water, apply it on the head of the baby. The hadith in Abu Dawood, a forgotten and neglected sunnah in this day and this age. Second one, the slaughter, the goats or the sheep. Is a boy 2 goats or 2 sheep? Is a girl 1 goat or 1 sheep? Give out some charity. It is a joyous, happy occasion. Choose the name and choose beautiful names, not some Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Tiger Hoods and Shaitan Hoods names. So choose good, good names. So you must remember in that way there, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَائِكُمْ. Tomorrow we enter Jannah and Paradise. The only thing we will have of this world is our name. So imagine how important it is to give a good name. So you decided to short-circuit the system that your beloved son, daughter was born on Monday. You said Tuesday, Wednesday, just let's shave the hair. permissible, but not sunnah. Sunnah is on the seventh day.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, what is the etiquette, the sunnah method of walking in a pathway? Which side should one keep on, left, right, or middle?
Regarding the previous question and regarding this question that Hafiz Wadi just posed now, so remember, always it should be in front of us. Who is our Imam? Our Imam is none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. So all Mighty Allah informs us, Surah 3, verse 31, when must you cut the hair of your newborn baby? On the seventh day. Baby born Monday, seventh day is Sunday. When we imitate and emulate Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of all Mighty Allah. We don't have to worry of people. Worry about Allah. Worry about Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We become the beloved of all Mighty Allah jalla wa ala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Yes, we are human beings. We have limitations, shortcomings. We commit vices and sins. Allah jalla wa ala will forgive the vices and sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. Which side should we be walking? I'm walking now, for example. So in front of me is a big swimming pool. Yeah, if I walk, I'll walk straight in the pool. One lady asked a question the other day, and she said, Mufti Sahab, you in Cape Town, why you don't go for a dip in the ocean? I said, Kala, Masi, there are two oceans here. One is the Indian Ocean, and one is the Atlantic Ocean. If I go for a dip, I will enter the Indian Ocean, and then my body will come out in the Atlantic Ocean. So remember, you're asking how you must walk. So Quran is teaching us how to walk. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's honorable daughter, remember, Surah 28 and verse number 24, 25, 26. So read and see the glory, the beauty. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ. That a Muslim, and more so a lady, her gait, her G-A-I-T, they walk with bashfulness, with haya and shame and modesty. That is a Muslim, the man also. Which side must we walk? كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُحِبُّ التَّيَامُنَ فِي شَعْنِهِ كُلِّهِ حَدِيثٍ مِشْكَاتِ شَرِيفٍ مُسْتَدِ أَحْمَدٍ. The master, rahmatul lil alameen, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, loved the right hand side. So we have an option. We have an option of walking right and left, so you walk on the right. But sometimes, because we live in the satanic democracies and all these kind of systems, you know you're going to walk on the right hand side, and there's a pub there, there's a bottle store there, there's an escort agency there, there's music there. So then you don't walk on the right, you walk on the left. Because why? We must not even go near such places of vices. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. See Quran. So we must always give preference to the right, but if there's vices going on, then walk on the left hand side.
Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Next question says that, Mufti Sahib, please do make dua for my son. He's not too sure of his the course that he needs to select for next year. He's matriculated this year.
MashaAllah, you got your results already, my son. You're a sharpshooter, huh? So I thought you'll just finish exams. Last week, we were there in Free State. And last week, Friday, I gave a talk at the varsity of Free State in Bloemfontein. And Saturday, I was in Virginia. SubhanAllah, the youngster came, Waseem. Dr. Waseem, he was so elated. He said, Mufti Sahib, with your dua, we all passed. And we passed with flying colors. Come Loday, MashaAllah. We're so happy Muslims studying, and they got deen in them. You look at him, he looks like a small Maulana, you know. But he's a doctor now. So you, my son, you don't know what to do. 2020, must be a BA, must be a DA, must be a CA, must be a GA, or whatever else, or a ZA, South Africa, ZA. So anyway, my brother, come read with me. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, khirli khara, khire. Allahumma khirli, oh Allah, jalla wa ala, you select the best for me. وخطر لي then you choose for me. You read it three times, hadith in Tirmidhi, even you read once is permissible, but read twice, Inna Allah Ta'ala witrun yuhibbul witra. Allah Jalla Wala is odd numbers, He loves odd numbers, and He loves odd numbers. So you read it three times, whatever comes in your heart, must I become a doctor, must I become an engineer, must I become an accountant, must I become a sharpshoot lawyer. So whatever you want to, brother, what comes in your heart, so you read. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to dream. Read, Allahumma khirli wa khtarli, and all may Allah will inspire you, and you make the correct and right decision, inshallah. Our du'as are with you, my brother.
Inshallah, I mean. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to wear fake lashes for a function that is for all girls only?
That function is cursed also, and the lashes and fake lashes are also cursed. Remember that there's 10, 20, 40 girls are coming together. What is the intention? We're going to have a ladies' night. We're going to have a teenager's night. And everyone there is going to show off. That, see, my eyelashes will be better than yours. My clothing will be better than yours. My cell phone will be more smarter than yours. So the whole function is condemned and haram in Islam. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. When the shaitan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, he took various oaths. And one oath he took, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, the Satan, the Iblis said, they will change the creation of Allah. My daughter Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, one want to make extension of her eyelashes. Other one want to make extension of her eyes. How extension? She got brown eyes. She said, no, I don't like this. So let me put the green contact lenses on. Then another one will say, I don't look smart with this hair of mine. So let me now one side make it pink and the other side green and at the back yellow. So because I belong to the rainbow nation. So what are we doing? From A to Z, everything haram because the intention is haram. The intention is riya and wasum'ah. We just want to show off and we want to impress the eyes of people. We want to impress the ears of people. Man sama'a sama'a Allahu bihi. When you do that, Allah will disgrace you wherever you are. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Come to your senses, my daughter, my sister. You should be following Sayyida Khadija. Look at my series. Go to the website and see. So go to Mufti A.K. Hussain, akhoosen.net. Go to the Markaz Sahaba website and you will find it. So subhanallah, that all this you will find, that 1415 nasiha and advices you will find. So in that way there, what advices of the ladies, how they cried, how they did things. So it will be a motivation, inspiration for you. So each one of you should be doing these type of things there that you see that we're following Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we want to follow the actresses. We want to follow the air hostesses. We want to follow the shayateen. So remember, sister, that does not behove you. Absolutely haram it is.
Mufti Sahib, next question. This person says, can I borrow a chair for a day from a masjid that has been made waqaf? I want to borrow for praying namaz and not any other purpose. Mufti Sahib?
Not permissible. Anything that is waqaf for the masjid, waqaf means we gave this. I have a Quran Sharif here. I had to go to the hotel and tell them, give me one Quran. I'm a musafir here. I need one Quran Sharif. So anyway, mashallah, we're very well taken care of here. Beautiful Cape Town, the mother city, beautiful. And now that they are Quran Sharif in the masjid is waqaf. So waqaf means that it all, mashallah, is the owner, sole owner. So there are chairs, and there are stools, and there are benches, and there are Quran Sharif, there are books, and it is for that particular masjid. Now you mosque, you take it out and you say, I'll take it home. And then tomorrow I will return it. What happens if you die? Who will return it? So remember, in Islam, it's not permissible. Today, if you go to Masjid Nabawi, and if you can read Arabic, their English there is not so good. So sometimes they want to tell you something, but it's not very good. Arabic is excellent. So it's written there that la yajuzu lakum, is not permissible for you, an tukhrij al-masahif min al-masjid, to take out the Quran Sharif from the Haram Sharif and you take it to the hotel and all these type of things. So remember that it is not permissible. So we say no. So you just bhaji, you want a chair. So go buy a chair. So there's so many specials going on now. So that is what you should be doing. You can't say, no, mane to go haru lage, I masjid ni kursi. So let me take the masjid chair. So no, it's not permissible.
Jazakallah khair, Mufti Saab. Next question that has come in. This person says that they are losing most of the hair. It's a male. He wants to know, is it permissible for him to go for implants?
Not permissible. Again, Surah 4, verse 119. Shaitan has said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, I will command them and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, the beloved son-in-law of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. He used to say, Adaytu Ra'asi, Adaytu Ra'asi, open Mishkat Abu Dawood. He used to shave his hair, kalkop. He used to remove all his hair all the time, not only Hajj and Umrah pilgrimage. He said, because I heard from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if one hair remains dry and we are performing ghusl and compulsory bath and so forth and it remains dry, these are the consequences. So rather I get rid of the hair. So now you don't have hair, you have hair loss. Now you say, let me go get implant, let me go wear a wig, let me go do this and so forth. La'ana Allahul wasila wal mustawsala. That Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. The person who does all this wig business, like today you find the hairdressers and this one, that one, beauticians, whatever you want to call yourself. And upon whom it is done, both are cursed by Almighty Allah jalla wala. So it's very good your hair is not growing. So now I shave all my hair. It's so hot. So what you want to keep hair for? So remember that kalpop is nice. So you put some Vaseline there on top. It will shine all the time. So that is good for you, my brother. And if you want your hair to grow, take olive oil and rub it there. So that is permissible. It's sunnah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kulu zayt, eat the olives. Wattahinu bihi, apply the olive oil. Where on your body, where you have aches and pains and whatever you. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, it is from a blessed tree. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, وَشَجَرَةً تُخْتَخْرُجُ مِنْ تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about this wonderful olive tree in the noble Quran. It is a blessed, blessed tree. Go to Mount Sinai, we've been there. And it rains once a year, twice a year. And it rained the day we were there. And we climbed right on top to the apex of the mountain. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So you will see how the olive tree survives in that harsh temperature. So that is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Kudrat ka karishma.
Mufti Saab, going to our WhatsApp, the sister says, she says that her husband communicates with other women, greeting them as well in front of her. And when she communicates with male family relatives, he gets very upset about this. Please advise, Mufti Saab.
Both of you are guilty. The husband is guilty. He is not lowering his gaze. And he wants to flirt with other women, smile with other women, and show them how big-hearted, broad-minded he is. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has addressed all these issues in Surah 24, Surah Nur. Therefore, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is Siddiqa. Her honorable father is the greatest person of all times and all places. After all the Anbiya and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. So she used to say, Allimu nisaakum surat al-Nur, teach your female Surah Nur, chapter 24. Chapter 24, verses 30-31, what did Almighty Allah say? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, tell the believing men to lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and you protect your private parts. So you, my brother, you want to smile with Tom, Dick and Mary, and you want to discuss with every second lady, and you want to flirt, smile with them. All that is haram. Now your wife is also doing things out of spite. She wants to show you. Then you want to blow a fuse. You want to make a big noise. But that also is haram on her part. Two wrongs don't make a right. So all make Allah states, Surah 24, verse 31, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. That you, the believing women, you also must lower your gazes. You also must protect your private part. Now she says, you talking and flirting with a woman, so she will start flirting with a neighbor. She will start flirting with men. So that then you get, so both of you are guilty, and with this, you will destroy your marriage. It's a recipe of disaster. So both of you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Forgive one another and learn to become true Muslims at all times, all places, and more so now in December, the silly season, the crazy season. Because the morals of people are thrown out of the window. Everybody wants to just jive and a party and a big jaw and so forth. So remember, this is the time we have to protect our iman, our Islam, our haya, our shame, our modesty. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq.
JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, my in-laws keep demanding from me to send my two-year-old child for a holiday. I said no, he is too small, but they can't seem to understand. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
Remember, grandparents cannot dictate to you that regarding your children who are 1 year, two-year-old and so forth, that if you're going to send your son who's two-year-old to the grandparents for a whole week, 2 weeks or whatever, so remember that he will be crying. Maybe still he's under 2 lunar years. He's still being breastfed. There are so many issues. So for you, the grandparents, you should also use common sense, although common sense is no more so common nowadays. So what you should do, you want to play with the grandchildren, mashallah, you go visit them. So why must you impose upon your daughter-in-law that, no, she must bring, you understand, the children here, and so forth, and so on, and leave the child here. We want to spoil the child. Yes, we know that. It's very good. So it's a give and take situation. So you come and visit your grandson, you, the mother, father of the child, occasionally you take the child there. So don't make such an, you know, environment or hostile environment that I won't show you my child and I'm the mother and now you try and deprive the grandparents totally. That also is wrong. So it's a give and take situation. So remember, don't make the child a means of separation. Make the child a means of qurrata a'yun. That is, he must be the coolness of the eyes. When he grows up, mashallah, he'll go to nana, nani, dada, dadi, the grandparents, and he'll play there, and they love it there, the grandchildren, because the mother, father shout them, and the grandparents just love them to bits. So therefore, they love there, and then they know, they'll tell grandmother that, you know, mommy, ummi, give me coins. But nana, nani, they give me paper money. So they also know how to play their cards, you know.
Jee, Mufti Sahib, JazakAllah khair for that, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us now to our break at 1500 hours. This afternoon's Q&A program is brought to you exclusively by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the esteemed listeners from the various provinces, be it from KZN, be it from the East Rand, be it from Gauteng, wherever it may be. Do you remember, we will continue with the Q&A program in a minute or two, and also Q&A program on Monday nights from 8 to 10. If you would like to purchase the decoders for listening to this particular program and other programs, remember you can purchase those decoders from the Al Ansar Book and Media Center as well as from Linasia. We will give you that information and also a few other places in Pietermaritzburg as well. You'll be able to purchase these decoders that you can listen to many programs 24/7 by many scholars.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.